This is Kathy Lipton, Executive Editor of the Economic Research Service's Amber Waves magazine. Joining me today is Ron Durst, one of the authors of the article, Rural America Benefits from Expanded Use of the Federal Tax Code for Income Support. Ron, thanks for speaking with me today.
Glad to be here.
Most people think of federal taxes as a revenue stream, but not as a social policy tool. But in fact, there are components of the tax code that are used as alternatives to direct spending programs to accomplish specific policy objectives. Can you tell us about what you refer to in the article as tax expenditures?
Yes, tax expenditures are special deductions, exclusions, and credits or special tax rates that provide a benefit to a particular activity or taxpayer. These expenditures have grown over the years and are currently estimated at about $1.1 trillion annually.
The tax-based programs, as you said, are an increasing share of total federal support to low-income households in particular. As tax code program expenditures exceed the outlays of the more traditional welfare programs like SNAP or what used to be called food stamps, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, initially the earned income tax credit was established at a relatively low level to encourage individuals to work and to provide relief from the payroll tax. Over the years, though, it has been expanded both in terms of eligible individuals and dollar amounts. And over the last decade, it has actually exceeded the SNAP program outlays. Also, refundable portion of the child tax credit has been expanded in recent years. It has increased over the years as well and is now at a relatively high level.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of using tax policy for income support?
Well, one of the advantages is that they're often easier to enact and that they're often viewed as tax cuts, and therefore you get a lot of support for the enactment of such policies. Also, because they're administered through the tax system and individuals can receive the benefits by filing an additional form, it's generally the participation rates tend to be somewhat higher. And also, because it is implemented through the tax system, the administrative expenses can be generally lower. On the other hand, they tend to have, particularly if you look at the EITC, the earned income tax credit, the error rate with regard to that has been relatively high over the years, either because of fraud or just honest mistakes. Another disadvantage is that most taxpayers receive their earned income tax credit as a lump sum payment rather than throughout the year. So it's not available to support income throughout the year, but is received as a lump sum. And finally, unlike some of the other programs implemented to support income, because the EITC was really enacted to offset the payroll taxes and to encourage people to work, the benefits tend to increase as your income increases. And if you have a reduction in hours or reduction in earnings, then your benefits actually go down. So it's not necessarily tied directly to the need.
So what impact have tax code program expenditures had on official poverty estimates?
Well, in terms of the official poverty estimate, actually the tax credit programs and some other programs are not considered in the official poverty estimates. However, there are alternative measures of poverty that have been published in recent years. And clearly, if you look at these, the programs, including the EITC, have had an impact on the poverty level and poverty rates, particularly in rural areas.
Following up on that, since rural households have historically had lower incomes and higher poverty rates than urban households, does rural America receive a larger share of the benefits, say, of the earned income tax credit or other tax code program expenditures?
Yeah, many of these programs are phased out at higher income levels. And so while, you know, rural taxpayers have lower income levels, this means that they were more of a larger share will be eligible for the benefits. While rural taxpayers represent only about 18% of the taxpaying population, they receive about 22% of the earned income tax credit benefits. In 2008, 22% of rural taxpayers received the earned income tax credit compared to 17% of urban taxpayers. And a slightly higher share of rural taxpayers are also eligible for the refundable portion of the child tax credit.
Well, Ron, I've enjoyed talking with you about your research. You can read the article, Rural America Benefits from Expanded Use of the Federal Tax Code for Income Support, at www.ers.usda.gov/amberwaves. The article also contains a link to the larger report, federal tax policies and low-income rural households. This has been a podcast of USDA's Economic Research Service. Thank you for listening.